Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон, trap донсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан. Дадаж дуудан дур булаа мөрөлдөө.
Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Greg Romero Wilson.
Hey, I love the way it shifts week to week.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I was the Greg Wilson for quite some time, so.
Yeah. Talk more closer to the mic.
That's a rarity.
Might be the first time.
Is that not? Yeah, no one's ever said that to me before.
Yes. And we also have Preacher Lawson from America's Got Talent. We got Vince Pichel coming in. It's going to be a great, great show. Life is good. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California. Don't leave your house to get it, okay? Have it delivered to you. They will give you THC sex lube, edibles, weed. I mean, this stuff was so good. I took a couple edibles, actually, when my wife was pregnant with the baby. We were trying to think of names, and I didn't know that the mint edibles had THC in them. I thought they were just CBD.
Oh, yeah.
But before you know it, I was going to name the kid Funnel Cake. Okay, that was an actual... I'm like, Funnel Cake is the way to go.
I like that. That's,
really?
I mean, it's funny. It's good until they actually begin to understand that that's their name versus what a name should be.
I think it's good for like a dog or something, but I'm not sure for an actual
person. You're probably right. Like a hamster.
So I'm saying...
Or a snake.
So that's how good these edibles are, that funnel cake was actually a possibility. Anyway, so go to speedweed.com, mention Roasted, you get $10 off, $100 or more. They're great, great people. I had a week from hell, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. So yeah.
It's amazing to me. I mean, it seems like everything should go relatively smoothly, and just bumps in the road find you. Whereas I like drive my car into a ditch. You just managed to hit potholes.
This was my fault. This one's my fault.
Oh, this one's on you.
Mm-hmm.
This is rare.
So Monday night, we did a podcast.
Yeah.
Then I was leaving for Calgary that night, right? In the morning, 6 o'clock Tuesday morning. Bree's mom came, and she was tired. She drove from Fresno. So now it's like midnight. It's now it's like 9, 9:30, 10, and I can't find my passport. My passport is usually where I always put it, but I actually needed it for like some kind of job recently. I needed a passport, so I had to take it out of the house. And then I don't know what happened to it, but it wasn't there.
And this is when you arrived in Canada?
No, this is like when I'm about to fly to Canada.
Oh, okay. So you discovered this. I was going to say, so you discovered this at the airport?
No, before I left the house.
Oh, okay.
So I discovered like 9 o'clock at night. I'm leaving for Canada at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, and I can't find it. So now I take apart my entire house looking for it.
Yeah, this is bad.
My wife's mom can't. She's tired. She wants to sleep.
Right.
And I'm keeping her up, sleeping in the living room. So it's just like, we don't have a guest room. So it's like, I'm looking everywhere. The garage, this, that. Can't find the passport. Just can't find it. So then I text the booker and the owner of the club. And I'm like, listen.
No. Oh, no, no.
I'm like, I had this passport. I can't find my passport. I don't know where it went. It might have been in, there was a bag stolen from my car.
It may have been
out
in
of
that
the trunk.
Bag,
and that was, it was probably in that bag. So the person got a passport and a bunch of weed t-shirts that I sell after my shows. Right? So now I lost the passport a couple years ago. And I reported it missing, and then we found it. So I had that passport, which hadn't expired yet.
Yeah.
I get to the airport, and I'm like, listen, I lost the passport, but I have this passport. And the lady's like, well, this one works. I'm like, wow, all right. So I got to Canada, right?
Oh, that's great.
Yes and no. But but I didn't expect that to happen. So I know I'm paying, like, I park at LAX and like preferred parking basically. So now it's costing me like X amount of money per day. But it worked. I did my shows in Calgary. On the way home, they confiscated it. They go, did you report this passport missing? And I was like, yeah. And the guy looks at me and he goes, how much weed did you smoke in Calgary? I'm like, a little bit, but it was.
But that has no bearing on this decision.
Yes. Yeah. And like, number one, number two, like, how did he know? Like now, but of course, I'm like, none. I didn't smoke it. Well, no. And then they took away my passport. So now I'm working on a cruise in a couple weeks, and I had to rush passport. So that was like at $400 out the window. Because it's like $200 to rush it. And So that was the very stressful. It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
No, but that sucks. That's very stressful. That's incredibly stressful. You know, one time I was going to Alaska, and I don't forget how much I was down to like maybe, I think I had like, maybe like $130, right? Yep. And I was like, that's no problem, because I'll get there, and then I'll start selling T-shirts, and then I'll make some cash, and that'll float me the whole week, and then by the end of the week, then I get paid,
nothing in your
and
bank
I come
account.
Back, nothing, wow. Zero. This is like during the total recession.
Right.
This is like in 2009,
yep.
2008, somewhere in there. So I mean, I had nothing else in the bank. I was showing up specifically. Okay, so I get to the airport, and I'm parking the car, and I realize I checked my wallet. I realize I'd taken the money out for some reason. I don't remember what I was doing, but I took the money, and I realized I never put it back in my wallet. So I now officially have $0 on me for this travel, for this long flight. And now when I get there, I have $0 to get food or anything. Like, I'm going to have to.
What'd you do?
So what I did... I dug through my coin. You know, I used to dug a bunch of change. So I dug through that and took all the silver I could, which equaled up to $13, surprisingly. And then I had $13. And I went in there and I bought something to eat. And then when I landed, the guy that picked me up was the manager. And I was like, listen.
Wait, where was your, where was it? Where was your, you lost your wallet? Totally? The money?
No, I just lost the money. I just left it at home. I took it out of the wallet for something. I think I ordered a pizza or something. And I took it out to pay the pizza guy. And then I didn't put the rest of it back. I like put it on the counter or something. And so the money wasn't in the wallet. So luckily I had my ID. I was able to take the flight, but I had no fucking money. So when we landed, I had to go and be like, so this, and I'm the headliner this week. And I'm like, here's the thing though. I say to him, I said, hey man, can you, you front me a little cash? You know, you can just take it out of the check at the end of the week. And he's like, okay, how much do you need? And I was like, I don't know. Can I just get like $200? He goes, no problem. I was afraid you were going to ask me for however much it was to buy an 8-ball.
Oh, no way. Really?
And then he goes on to tell me that a guy wants his dad to go for a friend of him some cash. He goes, how much did he need? He goes, I don't know. How much is an 8-ball around here?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time I had negative money in my account. I had like negative $970.
Oh, I think we all went there around 2008.
And 2004 and 2005. And I had a gig in San Diego. And I knew that it was a good... I didn't have money for gas. I had enough money to get me to San Diego.
Right.
But I knew if I had a good set that
you
I would...
You guys want to be comedians? This is really what happens.
If I had a good set, I'd be able to sell enough merchandise to get me back home.
Right.
To fill up with gas. And I knew it was a good gig that I usually sell merch. But that was... I made $100 in merch that day.
Like, yeah, so, yeah, you had to do it.
That was... And then one time I was in Japan doing a military tour, and I used my overdraft so much that they stopped... I got cut off.
They stopped issuing the overdraft. Yeah, because it was straight overdraft coverage.
I had no money,
yeah.
And no thing, and I had to get back to base. So I hopped the subway in Japan to get on the train back to... And like, I mean, talk about a guy who stuck out like a sore thumb. I was the only white person on the subway.
Totally, and you're jumping over there. You'd so easy to be like, that guy jumped. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... I mean, there's been so many... there's been so many times
so many
like that.
Times. Just bumping your ass on the ground. Just, I mean, you know, it's like...
I remember one time I did an e-show in Vegas, and I had no money on my account. And my overdraft was done, and they were picking me up in a limo to get to the show. And I had negative, like they think like I have a limo because I'm talent,
yeah.
But I have nothing. I have absolutely
right. zero money. But you're in a limousine,
and I didn't even have a credit card to sign into the incidentals.
Oh my God, that happened to me in Vegas when our show went from Times Square to Vegas, the comedy show. And our first thing, we get there, and they need a credit card for incidentals. I was like, well, I have a debit card, and they're like, okay, well, we have to take out like $400.
Yeah,
and I'm like, there's no, you're not gonna get $400. And they're like, well, then you can't. And I'm like, I'm on the show, I have to check in. So they had to take me over to, I had to go to the VIP, like where, you know, celebrities go into the private office where, you know, all the rich people are, and explain to a manager that I was on the show, I was part of the new talent, and I didn't have enough money to check into them. So they had to check me in themselves, like override the need for the fucking card. And it was embarrassing as fuck.
Then my wife and I got into it because you know, the baby's first birthday is coming up, and she's like, hey, do you want to have a party for the baby? And I said, yeah, absolutely. She goes, okay, well, I don't want to have to do everything like I do for every party. And every party, she's right, my wedding, my birthday, she goes all out. My birthday, she had like a, you know, a huge screen, we watched a movie, this, yeah, that, all these decorations. She's like, okay, so I'm gonna need a budget of $4,000. I said, what? I was like, is Cher playing our his birthday party? Like, why would you need $4,000? She goes, I want to have a theme. I'm like, it'll be poverty. Like what?
Getting by. How's that? How's
like
that for a theme?
Like $4,000? She's like, well, I want to bring a petting zoo. Like, we have three cats and a dog. We have a fucking pet. Yeah. Like, we'll just paint the chihuahua, you know, like.
Put some stripes on the dog.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Are you nuts? And then she's like, I can't believe it. You're going to tell our baby that you didn't want to spend $4,000. Damn right I will.
Yes. Like, and I will remind her of it. I'm like, you know why we can afford this today, darling? Because before you even turned one, I didn't spend $4,000 on your birthday.
I was like, well, are you crazy? I go, well, I want her. I'm like, she has two friends. Yeah. She has like two friends. Like,
but she doesn't even know which two they are. They could be any other two. She doesn't even know.
So this like, we got into a, I slept on the couch that night. Like, it was like,
no. This was next to her mom?
No, before her mom came.
I was going to say, if that happens, does the mom tag out and go into the bedroom and sleep in the bed?
I was like, we're not spending $4,000.
You just go in and tag her out.
I go, like, we can't even take the baby out to the mommy and me classes because of the measles.
Yeah.
And and like, you want to bring zoo animals to our fucking place. Right. You're like, what? No, but no, and we got into a fight over this, and then so then I was like, I had to do KTLA
right.
with Dean and Nikki for the other podcast I do called Daddy Issues.
Did you just burp?
Yeah, and oof. I'm telling Dean.
What did you eat?
I don't know. I'm telling Dean about this. So I'm like, Dean, and Dean's like, listen, you got to just do it. It's your first birthday. I'm like, that's
what? That's easy for you to say, TV star.
I go, this is why you're broke. This is why I read Us Weekly and it says Tori and Dean have no money. I'm like, so now we're.
I feel like Tori's okay. I feel like.
Well, she's they got the 90210 coming out.
Yeah, like, listen.
So then we go on the air, right? Now we go on the air and they're like, so what's your show about? Blah, blah. And Dean's like, yeah, we talk about our issues. Like, Adam's wife yelling at him about having a fourth. I'm like, oh, like, this is what my wife needs to see right now. Like,
oh, right. She turns on, what was it?
KTLA.
Oh, my God. She turns on Channel 5, and there you are talking about, like, yeah, he won't let his wife have $4,000. Yeah, she's like, oh, my God.
And he's like, I think it's a good idea. I'm like, dude. So then I leave, and my wife and I just got, we're getting along. And she's like, did you tell anyone about our fight? I'm like, just, you know, a couple friends and anyone watching the news tonight. She's like, what? And then I look at her Instagram story and it's like, why is there a fight on the news? Like, she actually like recorded it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. So that was one thing. And then also Dean started, like, he's like, hey, man, how many times are you having sleeping with your wife? And I was like, I don't know, like once a week, twice a week. He was like, dude, you gotta figure that out. I'm like, what's wrong with once a week? You know, he's like, dude, him and Tori, he's like, we go out it all the time, like every day. I'm like, he's like, yeah, you know, you gotta check out your testosterone. So I went and see a testosterone doctor, his guy.
No, you didn't.
He hooked me up with this guy.
But why would you do that?
Well, they took my blood test and 300 to 1200 and I'm at 400. And like 700 is like normal. So they gave me testosterone replacement. So they like boosted me up. So
you realize you shouldn't be doing that.
Why?
Because excess testosterone kills your hair.
But I'm not going to have excess.
See, that's what you think. But it's excess from what you have now and you're getting to keep your hair.
I take Propecia.
Exactly, which lowers your testosterone. Do you realize you're basically doing coke and smoking weed at the same time right now?
I don't know. So it's
you're
like,
lowering testosterone and raising it at the same time.
This guy says I'll feel better, I'll feel younger.
Yes, but you're going to lose your hair.
No, I won't.
Okay.
He says I'll feel younger, because he says he's only, it's a very light, very, very low dosage to give me. Like, he's starting me off just to keep me, like, normal.
Are they a sponsor of the show now?
No.
Then we can openly say this is a bad idea.
No, they're just keeping me normal. They're keeping me
you
normal.
You are normal for I'm a guy that takes Propecia. The reason you take Propecia is it lowers the testosterone so that you don't lose your hair.
And Celexa I take also.
You know how much anxiety you're going to have about losing your hair?
No, but I have OCD, so I take Celexa.
Oh, okay.
And that also lowers your sex drive. So, you know, I don't know. You think I'm not worried about my hair? My hair will be fine. I've already lost most of my hair. I don't really have.
No, I think you got a ways to go.
I don't have a lot of hair left.
Based on your old man, you're holding on to a good chunk.
Yeah. Fuck. They didn't tell me that I was gonna lose my hair.
Well, because did you tell them you were on Propecia?
Yeah.
These guys, they're fucking okay. This is, I don't like where this is going at all.
Oh fuck. All right, anyway.
I'm totally against this.
All right, anyway.
You can't take two different medications to do the exact opposite things.
So, I'm going to text my doctor right now.
Text your doctor and ask him how silly it is to be taking testosterone while you're on Propecia.
All right, I will. Okay. All right, so anyway, how are you? What's going on with you?
What is going on with me? Last week was fun. I used to have this regular poker game that I did for years. And then the guy that ran it moved back to Texas. He moved back to Dallas. And when he moved back, like, some of the other people in the game kind of tried to keep it going, but it always kind of fell apart. So now, one of the main guys that was originally part of the game, that was his roommate, he got a table and he started a new game. We all got back together and it was super fucking awesome. And then I got a little too drunk.
What happened?
But other than that, nothing. I just got too drunk. I was like, I think I gotta go home. You know what it was? It was one of those ones where I was so hungover the next day. Like, I woke up kind of shaking and I was like, okay, I'm too old for this shit. I can't be waking up this fucking hungover anymore.
So did you win?
No, I got knocked out. Like, I mean, I think what did I come in? Fourth place, fifth place, something like that. So, although I was doing pretty good for a while, but then this one, I went all in on this guy and I had a good shot of winning it and he got the fucking jack. Like, that was the only card that could fucking beat me and he fucking got it. Like, I had all the other cards. You throw out anything, not a jack, and I fucking win. And he got a goddamn jack on the river and it knocked me out. It was unreal.
How much are you paying to be in this?
Nothing. This is a cheap. It's a friendly. It's a super friendly because it's only like a $10 buy-in, $10 rebuys. You know, so most you're gonna lose like $30-$40.
Right.
It's really nice that way.
Gotcha. All right. So Preacher's coming. Did you watch Bellator last week?
I did watch it. I watched almost all of them.
All right. Let's talk about some of the fights.
Okay. Let's talk about the fights.
No more Propecia talk. Now that you totally bummed me out.
I'm so sorry, but I think what you're doing is ridiculous.
I don't know. I've had.
Let's ask Preacher. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Let's run it by him.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, man. How
are you? So Preacher Lawson just showed up. Preacher, how are you?
I'm amazing. How you doing?
Good. What's going on with you?
Well, okay, I won if we were battling. Amazing. Always Trump's good. I just came back. We were doing a lot of stuff, man. I was doing homework. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of homework. What's up?
What do you mean? What do you mean homework?
Homework as in, like, you know, I was just, cleaning up.
Oh, like in your actual home. It sounded like you were, like, doing your homework.
So you've been, like, home for a week. You've been on the road a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Okay, what I do today. So I woke up, did some meditation, a stretch. Then I got a haircut. I didn't get a haircut. I had a lineup. I'm growing my hair out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Thank you, man. Well, yeah, it hasn't really done. This is the first non-haircut I got. I'm not going to go without a lineup. I need one of them. But, Yeah, and then I just went from there. I went to DMV, and then that's what I mean by homework, like stuff at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went DMV, and then I went, got home, went to the gym. Yeah, and came and did some more homework. Yeah, some boring stuff. You know, boring stuff.
I was going to say, this was riveting, riveting radio that happened here. You came in with such heat, and then...
I'm sorry, because I was like, I just did home stuff.
And then I separated my colors from my whites.
I took that.
And I had to re-up on the softener.
I checked the mail. And my mom always got on me, check the mail more. I did that. I told you, I was like, nothing, bro. I was trying to dig. It was boring. It was home stuff.
Now, did you win America's Got Talent?
No, I didn't win. You know I didn't win.
I know. What place did you come in?
I came in fifth place on Champions and then top 10 on season 12. Right.
That's still really good, fifth place on Champions.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's amazing. It's great. It changed my life. So, yeah.
I'm exactly, happy. Man. You're playing like...
Yeah, but it's not
so
winning.
So, what are you playing 300 seaters? Are you playing small theaters? Are you playing big theaters? Where are you playing?
Right now, we're doing theaters.
That's
well,
nice.
We're some 2,000 seaters.
Yeah.
We rarely go above that, but it's mostly like...
Now, who's 15. We? Who's we?
Just me and my team, you know what I mean?
That's
like
good.
Me and
my, no, I thought you're like, are you going out with America's Got Talent crew? Or
no,
you go,
it's just me, but I don't, I mean, it's not just me doing it.
But that's great. You made it up to theater level, man. That's fucking hot shit.
Yeah, it's great, man.
There you go. That allows you to sit around all day and stretch and go to the gym and do all that shit you did today. It's nice, right? When you don't have to worry about, fuck, how am I going to.
I don't know, man. I don't get much sleep.
You still stressing it? Are you still stressing it?
He's banging everything that moves.
Get out of here, man. If we're married.
What?
If I'm married, yeah.
You're married?
If I'm married to
her. Oh, yeah.
I would totally do it if I'm married.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very confused. All right, so.
I am too at the moment, actually.
So you watched the Bellator fights last week?
You would bang
I watched the Bellator fight where people got knocked out by like a flying knee.
It was a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was pretty good.
He's good, man. And, you know, it's like he just can't.
Aaron Pico?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like really good.
He's really good.
It's like, come on, I feel bad. I hope he's. I mean, he's not like. You don't see like crazy holes, but I mean, you definitely see like he's super new. They should have brought him up a little different, I think.
So doctor said right here, not true at all. The Propecia will counter any testosterone side effects. In fact, because you're on Propecia, you should be on testosterone. Propecia tends to make you feel like less of a man.
What are you talking about?
From a doctor.
Okay, so before that, which doctor is that?
The guy who injected the testosterone in my ass yesterday.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the guy that's selling you the testosterone just said that you need testosterone.
I'm 40.
You asked the wrong fucking doctor.
No, I talked.
You asked the other doctor, the one that prescribed the Propecia.
I took
Of course, that doctor's gonna be like, no. In fact, you have to have it. In fact, you got to double down on the dosage.
I was a little concerned
because
the doctor was ripped.
Oh my god.
Ripped Asian guy, and he was telling me about, like, he loves fighting, and he's like, yeah, me and my friends were at the club, and Anthony Pettis came to our table in Vegas, and,
yeah,
and like, didn't pay, like, he talked about all this stuff about partying with Anthony Pettis back in the day, and like, all these people, and I'm like, are you really, like, most doctors don't party at the club in Vegas, and then he still had glitter on him, there was a DJ in the corner, and I'm like,
and he's telling you, you do need testosterone, jeez, what a shock. This is fucking unreal.
And he also has a podcast.
I can't believe that's the doctor.
My doctor has a podcast too.
It's like I told him, don't buy a Ford. And he goes, let me check with the Ford dealer on that. So my friend's telling me that it's not a good idea for me to be driving a Ford. Are you kidding me? You have to have two Fords.
Yeah.
Are you? This is the best fucking car you can have. In fact, whatever you're doing, you have to have a Ford.
All right. That's what you're against it?
Yes.
Now here's why.
Why?
Okay. He takes Propecia. Because what Propecia does, okay, testosterone, if you have too much testosterone, it transforms into like dextrotestosterone, and that's what attacks your hair
follicles. I don't have too many.
And causes you to
lose your hair. No, they took a blood test because a lot of times my sex drive isn't really what it should be. You know, I'm tired, I'm on anti-anxiety pills, which lowers your, you know, testosterone. I'm on the pills with the hair. My stuff is not. And
so what Propecia does is lower your testosterone, so you don't lose your hair.
I was telling my friend about this, right? And he's like, go get your testosterone checked, your levels checked. I got my levels checked. Levels are 300 to 1200. 1200 being the highest, 300 the lowest. Your average man is like 700, 650, 700. I was at 400. So they're just putting me up to like 700. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay, but he's taking a separate medication to lower his testosterone.
No, I'm not. No, to keep my hair, which is not.
That's what Propecia does, though.
No, well, I'm not.
And so you're taking a different one that now counteracts the one that you're taking for that.
I don't know. I'd rather be a jacked fucking bald guy than.
then I think steroids are what you're looking for.
Rather, like,
cut the Propecia, hit the steroids, and you'll have everything.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think it's fine, right?
I think it's fine.
So Aaron Pico. Look, I had a lot of thoughts about this. I thought Pico should have went to college, okay? He skipped college, traveled for the Olympic team. Didn't make the Olympic team, okay? But, so he, and now he goes and becomes a fighter, and he just, I don't know. I do feel bad for him, too. He got thrown into way deep waters.
Yeah.
He should have been done, like, he should have went right to Bellator. I understand why Bellator, they find these blue chip prospects, and
yeah,
they go, oh, here's some money. But when a guy has zero fights and he's also young, he's not Jordan Burroughs where he's in his 30s or whatever. He's a young kid and they keep putting him, throwing him to the wolves and it's like, ugh. It's bad.
Jordan Burroughs?
You know who that is, right?
I forgot him for what it was.
Jordan Burroughs is this amazing Olympian black gold medalist wrestler who wants to.
Oh, yeah, that dude that wrestled Ben Askren.
Yeah, that.
Then,
yeah, like.
Yeah, but that's supposed to happen. Ben did that for like the, you know.
No, but I'm saying like if Ben went into MMA now.
Oh, yeah.
He's a man. He's a mature adult man.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas like Pico was a kid. So they're taking a kid that's 18 years old. Like even Brock Lesnar didn't go right to the UFC.
Yeah.
He had a couple fights before that. Like the Bellator bringing in these blue chip guys, it's like you kind of need the LFAs and the lower tier organizations to develop your craft and your skill, you know. And that's, I think, kind of what's going on here, is you just can't learn at that high level, like learning on the job.
My bad, it's not turned off for some reason. It froze up.
It's all right.
But yeah, I think that's a no. I think one, I don't know if one was doing that to make a point while they started throwing, you know, people like Eddie Alvarez and, you know, Demetrius, you know, into the fires like that. I don't know if they're trying to prove a point.
I don't know, they don't
build up well either. They're going to put Sage against. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Sage is tough, though, because you put him up against
matchup.
A wrestler and he gets taken down and ridden. You put him up against a striker, but they put him against the best striker.
I know, they put him, you know what I mean?
Just like K1 guy.
I know.
He's still in the hospital, I think.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
Oof.
So Rory McDonald looked great. That was the best.
He did look good.
Yeah.
Which was surprising because he was after, what was it, like a heel hook he almost got caught with in the first round, and he still kept taking him down. He was like, fuck that, I'm going to keep going with it. And there were some of those, like he had him in a toe hold there at the end, and his face didn't fucking move. And I was like, that has to be killing him right now.
Oh, he's,
A toe hold.
Yeah, it was like a heel hook.
Like he was splitting the toes.
It wasn't a toe hold, no.
What was it?
It was like a heel hook.
Okay, well, he was doing something.
Toe holds are actually illegal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Yeah. Oh, well, it looked like he was doing something with his toes. Like he was splitting it. That was fucking ridiculous. Tapped,
there's no way.
But he was, though.
You
can't
do small joint manipulation. You can't take someone's finger.
Oh, okay. Well, so he was doing some shit that looked fucking painful as fuck. And what's his name kept going after him. And also, I didn't think the fight that I was expecting from Gracie, he didn't do until the fifth round.
He was in over his head. I mean, this is a level up. Rory's, I mean, Gracie's amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty new.
But he's also, he beat a guy also that was like amazing at wrestling, and Ed Ruth.
Right.
And it was like great at wrestling versus great at jiu-jitsu. Boom. But then you get Rory, who's great at everything.
Yeah.
So against kind of a one-dimensional younger guy, he did better than I thought. I thought he was going to get killed in the two rounds. He did better than I thought he was, Neiman Gracie.
I just was surprised at the fight that he fought, because he went in there and tried to strike with him. Mostly with the takedowns were all initiated by Rory during the first four rounds.
But that's when, like, a lot of guys think, okay, he's going to expect this. So.
Right. It seemed like he was like, I've been working on my stand-up.
Yeah.
He's really going to expect the other one. But then when he finally switched to it in the fifth, I mean, that was the round he won.
Yeah.
Oh, so, because I didn't even watch that fight. I watched, like, I kind of skipped through because I didn't have enough time.
I get it.
So I didn't even get to watch it. So that's crazy. So he won the fifth round?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he finally took him down and he was on top of him and dominated for the entire fifth round pretty much.
Really?
But it was so slippery he couldn't get the choke. You know, he's got like it's hard to get someone choked on the fifth round because he's sweating.
It's like he just waited too long to fight the way he should have fought the whole fucking fight.
Now,
everyone was expecting
Chael Sonnen. Retired.
Thank God. Right before the fight started, apparently.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking. These are jokes.
Lyoto Machida, look, that's just a bad matchup for Chael.
Such a bad matchup.
And also, Chael shouldn't be fighting anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I love Chael, but what does he have to...
This thing, like, I love Chael as a commentator, as an analyst. I hate him as a fighter.
I used to love him as a fighter back in the day.
I didn't hate him as a fighter. I just hated him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I like him now. Like, after...
What was our argument, by the way? What are we arguing?
What's the difference?
After
there?
He got beat by Silva the second time, I loved him.
But what did we have an argument about last time you were here?
I didn't like Chris Weidman until he lost. He beat Silva. And
yes,
everyone
he did,
that messes with Silva, pretty much.
Who did we talk about? Was it Kelvin Gastelum?
Yeah, in Israel. You owe me 100 push-ups.
100 push-ups.
And he gave me $20 or whatever.
That was Yeah, that was a close fight though. That was really close. That wasn't.
I don't think it was close.
What?
The only thing was close, man. I mean, rewatch it. I watched it I had to watch.
Come
it.
Come on.
I had to watch it at least 20 times, bro.
It was
close, man.
It was two. It was three rounds of two.
Yeah, it was. I agree. It was three rounds of two, but it wasn't. If you look at the whole fight. Israel was in control pretty much the whole fight.
If Kelvin wins the fifth round, if Kelvin wins the fifth round, he wins that fight.
Oh, he's about to get knocked. What are you talking about?
If he would have won the fifth round, he would have won that fight.
If he would have won the fifth round?
Yeah, if Kelvin would have won the fifth round, he would have won that. It was tie going to the fifth round. It was 2-2.
Okay, no, but I'm saying if you take the whole fight, Israel was winning. But Kelvin had moments. But his moments were just big. You know what I mean? So it's like
you're saying the rounds that Israel won, he ran more than the ones that Kelvin won?
I'm saying that there was both rounds Israel was winning. They got caught. And then he was just on the back end.
Right.
When was this fight?
Gastelum versus Israel. It was about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
A great fight. Dylan Danis, by the way.
Wait, can you go back to Chael Sonnen for 1 second?
Monster. I was hoping they build him up like they do. They should have done to Sage. I hope they do that to Dylan.
You mean to Pico, you mean?
And Pico.
Yeah.
I think Sage was...
So Dylan Danis, if you don't know, he's Conor McGregor's best friend. He's a jiu-jitsu striking coach.
Oh,
he's the guy that Khabib hopped out of the cage.
Right, yeah.
So this dude is like supposedly like a really good jiu-jitsu guy. Amazing. But
supposedly, man? What do you mean?
He is. But he got kicked out of like, what's the guy's name? The guy in New York who's like the best... he's like the best jiu-jitsu guy ever. The one that him and... I forgot the guy's name. Anyway, people yell at me if you're listening to this. Anyway, so he got kicked out of that guy's gym because of his attitude. He has a terrible attitude. And he has this thing where he posts all day long, I'm the greatest. No one could touch me. Like, he's doing like Conor 2.0.
Right.
But it's even more obnoxious because he hasn't fought anybody.
Right.
But now he's 2-0. But he beat a guy that was not very good.
Yeah, well, both of them weren't really.
Yeah, but everyone hates this guy because of his cockiness and his brashness and his arrogance. But he's starting to grow on me, kind of. He's so arrogant that I'm starting to like him because he's.
Didn't he knock the other guy out?
No, he just took him down.
Which one was that?
But I just feel the same way because I started to like him now. I think it's great.
Yeah, he's starting to grow on me.
Well, I didn't realize that's who it was. I thought he did pretty. I mean,
I was like, that was so sneaky. I was like, that's pretty dope.
I just like the fact that he's just so does not so arrogant, and he just posted, "I'm the greatest." He called out John Jones after his fight.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say? In a jiu-jitsu match.
No, in a fight. He goes, I'll fight John Jones. He was, I don't care. He's not even in the weight class, not even in the organization. Like, no one would ever sanction that fight.
Oh, my God.
And he said, I want to fight John Jones. Because Jones, earlier on in the day, commented on his Instagram. Somebody wrote, like, tagged him, and they wrote, like, Dylan Danis is going to be champ one day. And he's like, no, he'll never be champ. Mark my words. So Danis is like, fuck you. You're the champ of taking steroids and picograms or something. And then, like, now here they are. He's calling him out in the cage.
Awesome.
Which was hilarious. Hilarious.
In a way, it's the safest call out you can do.
Really? Yeah, oh, for sure. It's never
Let me
happen.
Call out a guy that can never fight me.
Yeah. So this week, UFC on ESPN. Wait,
what about that Asian guy that beat Caldwell?
Oh, that was a good fight. The second time he beat him. That guy's good.
He beat him. That's the second time he beat him?
Haraguchi.
I was so glad he won that fight because what's his name kept taking him down and doing nothing with it. And I was like, how does this score? I mean, yeah, he's taking him down and he's but nothing's happening.
Yeah.
So I was actually surprised.
He's a national champion wrestler.
That he won, but I mean, I was so glad that.
I want to call Caldwell to win.
We're doing the vlog.
He's just losing too much weight, though. Caldwell's about 3 inches taller than me, and fights at 135.
That's insane.
It's insane. Now he's a great guy. He was a New Jersey State champion. Went to UNC. Beat a guy, Brett Metcalf, who was like the best wrestler in college ever, who teched him beat him by 15 points a couple weeks earlier. And they always say in wrestling, don't do a head and arm. It's like a little kid move, you know?
Yeah.
He started the match with a head and arm and landed it on like this guy who was like a two-time national champion and then was beating the shit out of him during the match. In the last 3 seconds, he starts doing backflips to celebrate. And the guy just charges him, and he goes flying off the camera. Like, it was just insane. And now he is. He's a Bellator champion. He was, but he keeps losing to this one guy, Horiguchi, who happens to be amazing over in Ryzen.
It seemed like, what's his name? After the second round, it seemed like Caldwell was like, this guy can't hurt me, you know? And so he just kind of kept taking him down and holding him.
Yeah.
You know, it was weird.
What about, you see the girl, the Hooters girl? They went this girl who's like got the best ass I've ever seen. Remember that girl with the ass that we talked about on the podcast? Were you here for that?
I don't think so.
This girl from American Top Team.
I feel like I would remember that.
Beautiful girl, great ass, great Valerie something, Taekwondo champion. So they didn't have a partner, a fighter for her opponent. They got a girl from Hooters who was 0-1. who's a fighter, and the fight went three rounds. It's a pretty close fight, but she's like, I'm not just a Hooters girl, this and that, so I apologize.
Classic Bellator. Calling you.
Anyway, so this week, UFC and ESPN Plus, Hanato Moicano taking on the Korean Zombie. You know who that is?
Do I know who the Korean Zombie is?
You know who Hanato Moicano is?
Let me see the bitch.
So he's a guy, he beat Cub Swanson. He lost his last fight against Jose Aldo. But it was a real close.
Yeah, I know him. He's good.
He's fighting the zombie.
Yeah.
Now, is this just on ESPN Plus, or do you have to also have Fight Pass to see?
No, ESPN fights? Plus.
Okay.
Yes. Which has gotten a lot better with commercials, by the way. It used to be like 37 commercials in between fights. Yeah. And they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, because I got it so I could watch these fights, and I'm not impressed so far.
I thought Aldo's. I didn't think Aldo was going to win that fight.
No, me neither.
And I love Aldo's one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah, I thought he was done.
Yeah.
So who wins this fight? Korean Zombie is coming off a big win against the guy from Mexico. That fight was insane. You know what I'm talking about?
Another fight. The fight that I thought Korean Zombie was going to lose.
What's that guy's name again?
I don't know his name.
That guy was.
I guess the key here is to bet against
whoever
you say. Put the money on the other guy.
Yeah.
Sexual performance issues, way more common than you think. Okay, it's not good. 1 out of 4 guys suffer from ED, but it can be treated. Yes, today's your lucky day because Hims is a wellness brand for men. You've heard us talking about Hims, and if you haven't yet, get on board and stop struggling with ED. Because why do guys turn to weird solutions or to do nothing? They can instead turn to medicine and science. Getting older sometimes means certain parts of the body might not be working as much as they should. So start revving that engine again with ED treatment from Hims. For Hims.com, it's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Listen, don't get defrauded by online sketchy marketplaces. It's hard made easy. Being your best means performing your best, okay? It's been featured in GQ, Men's Health, Esquire, and Playboy. Listen, the first month is just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last and subject to your doctor approval. Restrictions may apply. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/MMAroastED. That's forhims.com/MMAroasted. forhims.com/MMAroasted.
This is a nice, solid strategy.
Yeah, I've been wrong a couple times. I mean, I was killing it for years.
You had a streak going.
So I had a long streak.
Unbroken streak.
I remember
streak.
When I was killing it at one point when I said Cormier was going to knock out Stipe in the second round.
Really?
I said he's going to knock him out in the second round. I was like, he's gonna drag him. He's gonna be two in his face. I mean, it's gonna be two in his face. I think that people in lower weight classes always have better technique. So I was like, he's gonna go up and he's big and he's undefeated heavyweight. He's gonna be fine. He's gonna knock him out in the second round. So we knock him out in the first round. I was like, I'm still counting it.
Totally.
I was like, I'm still counting
now,
it.
Now, who do you think wins the rematch?
I think Cormier.
Really?
I think Cormier wins. I think it'll be harder. I think because Steve is gonna come back. He's gonna be hungry and he's been doing that, but he's been training. But Cormier's been getting even better, and but you know what I mean. Like he had two fights since then.
But you don't think that maybe Stipe overlooked Cormier's power, and now he's going to be ready this time?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he did. I think he'll be ready. I just can't see him beating DC. I don't think anyone could beat DC.
What about John Jones?
I think the one person and this is unpopular opinion. The one person that could beat him is like Francis Ngannou. I think he'll just catch, because if he hits, then that's it. I mean, he got
But DC is so smart, though. Like, he's not going to let that guy hit him. I mean, same thing with the Black Beast.
Well, he let Rumble hit him, and it's like he's not as strong as Francis. So if Rumble can get to him.
He let him Rumble Francis, the first time Rumble hit him.
But Francis is a bigger Rumble. Like, he's 3 inches taller than Rumble.
But he doesn't have the wrestling, though. Rumble is a college wrestler.
He has some good takedown defense. He has great takedown. No. He has great takedown defense. The only reason he got taken down that steep is because he threw everything he had in the
first
round.
Wait a minute. He has strong takedown defense, and you're saying versus Cormier, he would still beat him. And all he has is strong takedown defense.
I'm saying the person I think that beat DC. Ooh. I think Stipe can beat him for sure. I think Stipe can beat him. I just don't think it is. I think DC's gonna.
Cormier is like Frankie Edgar. I always think he's gonna lose, and he always wins. You know, and especially every time that I say he's gonna lose, then he's gonna fucking.
Edgar's got a fight against Holloway. Fight Holloway next.
See, and I'm getting that's a fight that I'd be like, oh, Holloway, and then Edgar's gonna win. There's certain fighters that always prove me wrong, and DC is one just like Frank.
I feel like I know when DC's gonna win, but I feel like I know who you're talking about. That's like Michael Johnson for me.
Exactly.
I think Michael Johnson winning every fight. And he usually is.
Sometimes.
And then something happens. Yeah. And then like he just
when I convinced DC.
I think Michael Johnson winning every fight. His next fight that he's about to fight tomorrow. I'm like, oh, Michael Johnson, man. Come on. He got this. He pulled it together this time. I think every time, but then, whatever.
When I convinced DC to do the All About the Cake video.
That was your idea?
That was my idea.
Shut up.
It was.
That's so crazy. You're like undercover viral. You just need that. He's like on there. Yeah.
I texted him, right? And I was like, hey, DC, you want this thing? Blah, blah. And I call him up. I pitch to him. He's like, yeah, okay, all right. I could tell he's like, I'll fucking do it. You know?
Right.
So then he does it. I go, how'd it go? He goes, that was kind of weird. Like, he didn't even, we didn't even show him the lyrics. Like, I wasn't there when it was shot. And then all of a sudden when it went on, everyone's like, oh, and then it became so viral.
Yeah,
but it became viral after, like, he lost to John Jones the first time. And people were like, man, how much did Jones fucking beat this guy up where now he's thinking about cake?
I remember that. I remember seeing that.
And people were like, man, this is what happens when you fight John Jones. But that thing went like 60 million. He said once his kids started singing to it and loved it, then he was like, this is the greatest thing ever. The kids were all like, they loved it.
But wasn't that one of those things, like, this thing, it went viral, but they didn't put your name on it.
No.
Which is a bummer, man.
It's okay. It's okay. But now it's even like it's like a GIF on like Twitter.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, yeah, people awesome. Use it all the time.
Yeah.
People don't even watch MMA use that. I'm like, you don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even know what that is. But then I think about it, I'm like, I don't know anyone in my GIFs.
Like, this is true.
I don't know like anyone in my GIFs. So
some of them you do. But then, like Gadsby.
But then it was funny, like Derek Lewis said he wanted to fight DC. He goes, because man, he disrespected Popeye's chicken. Like that was the whole, that fucking video was like, I want to fight him because I don't like the way he treated the chicken in that video. That created the fight.
That was so funny.
Listen, you had me at Popeye's chicken. Now, hey. Now I feel literally obligated to go get Popeye's chicken. I mean, I have said this before. I like weed. I like alcohol. I like cocaine, but I'm addicted to Popeye's, man. Fuck.
Popeye's is good.
That shit is so good.
So Brian Barberena, who's
being vegan.
He's fighting.
Are you vegan?
Yeah.
God, that's gonna be tough.
He's fighting Randy Brown.
Randy Brown, he got knocked out bad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was the guy that got knocked out from the top, right?
From the bottom. He was on top and they get having fits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some dude up from Florida.
From Naples, Florida.
Naples, Florida, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's fighting Brian Barberena, who's the guy that beat Sage Northcutt the first time. Remember Sage was like a killer and Brian.
Wait, is it Barberena?
Yeah, he was the guy that fought that last fight that like it was like the greatest fight ever. He was just getting the shit beat out of him. But the guy with the some guy was just murdering him, and he just kept taking it and taking it and taking it and taking it.
Oh, that was him too?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He did do that. Yeah, that was great. That was so great. And he kept walking forward. It was like, this dude is insane.
And he actually
he's probably going to beat Brandon.
And he actually walked out his last fight to Baby Shark. He walked into the octagon to Baby Shark.
That's so funny. I want him to win.
Could you imagine? Like,
now you're a fan.
I'm a fan of him.
Andrea,
I was a huge fan of Randy Brown.
Andrea Lee is fighting. She's the one who beat our friend. She beat, the girl we went out with, me, you, Carla, and Ashley Evan-Smith. She beat Ashley.
Okay.
Remember we hung out with Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely, in Vegas.
Yeah, and she's fighting Montana De La Rosa, who was 18 years old in The Ultimate Fighter. A little cutie, actually, a real cute girl. And Ashley Yoder, who I like a lot. She's awesome. She's fighting... She came to the comedy show. She was drunk. She's like, you better be funny. But then she was actually cool. I had a heckler this weekend that was just wouldn't stop. Like, you know, like before the show started, they jumped on stage and they were talking to Mike.
Oh, no.
And,
oh,
so, God. And they had to tell them, like, get off the. And then every time, like, the opener.
They want to be part of the show so fucking.
The opener goes on and they're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and no one was telling them to shut up. And then the guy got mad and, like, was telling them, I hope you die. And it just got really ugly. And they still didn't shut up. And then I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, this guy's doing everything wrong. I'm going to be the hero. And then they got to meet you. Like within 5 minutes, the girl kept talking. And I don't know what kind of drug she was on.
Yeah.
But she was just like, ah. And then I was making her laugh. And I was like trying to, I tried every single way.
Why hadn't the club removed her by then?
Then I was like, listen, thanks to you, I'm going to donate money to Planned Parenthood after the show.
Nice.
Like I just was just.
How is this not the lead on your weekend stories?
I was just murdering her. Yeah. Like just like. I mean, she's like, she says something about my daughter. She's like, I can't believe you're a father or something. And I go, well, I'm a great father. And she's like, well, I feel so, I bet your daughter's cute. And I was like, why? She's like, well, every baby's cute. I'm like, I bet you weren't. And then just like, douche, douche. And then I did a whole thing where I'm like, you know, let's say we were having sex because you were the last person on this earth. And just, and then afterwards, the owner was like, I would have kicked him out, but you were making me laugh too hard. He's like, I'm like, thanks. He goes, no.
But she shouldn't have been there by the time you get on stage. If she's talking through everybody else's sets, the precedent is set. Get her the fuck out of the room.
That happened to me too, bro. It happened to me too this weekend, except you handled it better than I did.
Oh, boy.
I was you.
What did you do?
Well, I kept trashing. Well,
where were you?
I was in Phoenix.
Okay, Phoenix.
I was at Stand Up Live. Love that club. So I was on stage and, you know, I did a thing where I was like ripping into her. I would say something like I had a joke where I was like, I would just do callbacks to her.
Right.
Cause she kept talking. And then the last time she spoke, she was just talking to a friend. Like she'd just be talking to a friend. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
And then they were like the wine. I was like, you can talk about the wine when you're watching Netflix alone at your house. Like, this is for, you're at a comedy show.
Yeah.
I was like, you're at a stand-up, this is
a live show.
You're in the front row. You didn't even sit in the back. You're in the front row talking. And I just started, I wasn't being funny. And I was like, I started flipping out. And then, but they was with me, so they started clapping. But I was like, I've only got mad like that twice on stage.
Twice ever?
No, I've been mad.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, most vegans don't have the energy for that. So that's even, impressive.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
okay. Now, have you ever kicked anyone out, Greg?
Oh, yeah, bunches of times. It also has not always been the right choice. There was one time I didn't think about it. I was doing a late show at one of the Funny Bones, and it's like the late Saturday show. So I'm really leaning in on the dirty material. And of course, this is also back when all I had was dirty material.
Yeah.
And so it was all shock value shit. And so, I mean, I'm really leaning into it. It's the late show. But for some reason, for whatever reason, this group of like 13, like 50-something-year-old white ladies who like had been out having fondue decided to come to the comedy show. And I was doing my most aggressive, like, New York set. And they're just sitting there, and they're just miserable. Miserable. Every word I say is just stabbing them in the ears, you know? And so they're not having fun. I'm not having fun. The rest of the audience is having fun because they can all see these ladies.
Yeah.
And so I finally go, you know what, ladies? Listen, I understand that this is not the comedy show you thought you'd see. So if you'd like, you don't have to stay. You can go. And the one lady's like, are you kicking us out? And I'm like, no, I'm not kicking you out.
They want to kick out because they don't want to pay the bill.
Right. And I said, I'm not kicking you out. I'm just saying, if you're not having fun, I understand you can go.
Right.
And so there was just this very lengthy,
chatty. Doesn't sound like you're kicking her out. Doesn't it?
You know, like, I should have just weathered the storm. But I mean.
That reminds me of yesterday. I was at the Mommy and Me class.
It was horrible.
I was at my little baby, and these two little kids, that were like two or three. There's like a camp going on, so yeah. A bunch of like older kids, but like older meaning like two or three, and this Mexican, it was like Mexican music, and he's like, listen, if you are you in or out, make a decision. And then like nine kids got up and left. So it was all the little babies left, like they all followed each other. Like there was like four kids left.
You better not make your mind. Bye.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my, and then the parents all started dying laughing.
Oh my God.
Because it was like, yeah, it was, oh my God. It was so funny. It was almost a fight, my Mommy and Me class.
Yeah, like one of the dads got out of hand.
Got yelled at his mom because the kid was, my mom's on the phone, letting the kid started,
that's
like,
right,
started kicking another kid, but like being a kid, and he's like, lady, will you pay attention? We're all paying for this class. Your kid's kicking kids. And the woman was like from England. She's like, will you calm down? No, you calm. And then it just became so ugly. And I was just like, I wanted to get my camera. So like,
I love it. It's finally, we're really finally in, you know, as deep in as the teenagers. Yeah. It's just like, I'm not going to help, but I am going to see if I can get a million views. I saw a video, you know, of this guy. I guess he got arrested, or they were searching for him. And it's just, he was a big dude.
Yeah.
But, like, he's fighting these two girls. Okay? And he, like, lines up and fucking bonk and knocks one out. And then bonk knocks the other one out. And there's a whole crowd around.
Wow.
And not one dude tried to stop him.
All right, I saw that.
So, what happened, though?
But then when he runs off, you just see everyone has their cameras out, just fucking videoing.
But this is my... Okay, so wait, what happened? They ran towards him? And
I didn't. The lead up, it really starts with him knocking them out.
Oh, okay.
So
this is my theory.
So I don't know exactly. I don't know what happened. Maybe. Okay.
This is my theory, because you said three women came up. Were they broke? Two women. And were they adults?
Yes.
Okay, so this is my theory. After you 18, you know? You 18.
No.
I think you should never hit a person. I don't think anyone should ever hit a person. But I think the reason...
It's an MMA podcast.
I know it's an MMA podcast. I know, but this is like a... I love MMA. MMA
You're
is sport.
Talking about outside...
But
right.
I think when people say you should never hit a woman, you should, or a kid, it's because they're smaller than us.
Yeah.
All right? You don't hit someone that's... If there's two dudes that were small, ran up on them... That if they was like the girl sizes, and
absolutely,
he did boom. Everybody's like, oh, this dude knocked out two dudes. If two, they ran up on him, he was like, bow, one knocked
maybe
out.
Maybe it depends on who started it. But
there,
okay.
Look,
but
there are people that feel that way, like equal rights, but at the same time, you can't hit girls.
Yeah, I would
this,
never hit a girl.
This
and I would
dude
never
was
hit, I would
so
never hit a
much
woman.
Bigger than them. Like, he could have subdued or gotten him to something. I feel like there, either way, I'm just saying it was an awful video. But my point was not judging even the guy punching him out.
It was that everyone
my
had
point
fun.
Was judging the fucking crowd.
Really had
where
something
nobody,
funny coming up, but you guys didn't let me finish. But whatever.
Go on, go on,
no,
please.
No,
please,
it's not funny.
Please, go on.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I know. I swear on everything, I don't remember.
I know. You're and not. Only Adam remembers everything he ever said all the way until the fucking eighth grade.
Take it, man. I remember it being funny, though.
Damn it! I'm
said,
sorry.
He said, if it was two guys hitting, and they were his age, everyone would be cheering him on.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it wasn't that funny. Well, this is what I was going to say. You interrupted me when I was saying it.
I do that.
Okay, I was saying something like, if it was two guys, okay, you shouldn't hit anyone. I say you shouldn't hit anyone. Your size, some, I was going to say, how much do they weigh or something? And if you add that together.
Oh, that's funny.
It's gonna be,
I like that.
It was going to be real. I was in the rhythm.
Yeah, right, yeah, I got you.
You know what? By the way, like maybe the setup was a little off.
By the way, okay, I saw Vanilla Ice. I was in Calgary.
Maybe get there a little sooner.
I was in Calgary.
I know it was a long-winded thing. I know, man. I know.
We just thought we were having a conversation.
My bad. We weren't having a conversation. But I you don't ever have a conversation. You're like, okay, you know, I just thought something funny. And then you try to
Let me work back around to this. It's like when you have a break in a joke and you're like, do I finish this fucking thing? And then if you do pick it up, it rarely finishes the way.
When you're like on stage, you like drop something
right on the punchline.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's like, do I repeat this punchline?
Oh man.
Listen.
Well, I didn't tell you, I saw Vanilla Ice in Calgary.
Like just at the mall?
No, a concert.
Oh, okay. He must have been fun as shit.
Yeah, he was playing next door.
He's like, playing to his crowd.
And it was like it was some kind of oil convention, like the after party.
Right.
But I walked in as Ice Ice Baby was going on.
That's so, the best.
Yeah, it's the only one I was
the only one we're seeing.
But then he did like 10 covers after that.
Good for him.
What's
he gonna do? Go out and do his other songs that nobody fucking knows? I applaud him for doing covers and realizing I'm gonna do a fucking show for these people.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
What was happening? You was calling
I'm,
somebody?
I'm trying to call
on Skype.
Okay.
I'm calling you now. I'm trying to call Vince Pichel, who's actually got a fight coming up. Okay. Our other co-host.
Yo.
What?
I got someone.
What's that?
Vince from Hell Pichel.
What? So.
Who's that Hawaiian, what's the Hawaiian girl's name?
Oh, Alima L.A. McFarlane.
You know, she got her fight booked.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's really good. I felt bad.
Why?
The girl, huh? Because she lost.
No. Which Hawaiian girl?
The Hawaiian girl, she's really pretty. She's really attractive.
Not in Bellator.
No, she's not in Bellator. Oh, we're talking about Bellator.
Which girl? Which Hawaiian girl?
What is it?
The one who fought Paige VanZant? Rachel Ostovich?
Yes!
Yes.
Yes.
She's smoking hot. Smoking hot.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Smoking hot.
Where's Wing Dog when you need him?
You know who she's fighting?
Yeah, she's got a fight coming up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, she does have a fight coming up. Now, we were debating who we think is hotter, her or Paige VanZant on the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who said Paige? Who said Paige? I want to know one. But you said Paige?
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
I really don't. Like I would have to see the girls again, and then because I believe if I remember Rachel, correctly, man. I feel like I may have said Paige.
Bro, Rachel, bro. It's not. I don't even think it's. And Rachel Paige is not unattractive. Paige is attractive, but that's not even close.
But aren't you? But you're into thicker girls, right? Like you're into thickness.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like thick.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if you weigh less than me, we can't do it. I mean, I can't.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Get out of here.
How much? You're like
so you like them?
I like
thick.
Hey, what?
How much you weigh?
You like them thick?
I weigh like 185 or something.
You want girls?
She's gotta weigh 185 too.
At least
she doesn't weigh one. Rachel doesn't weigh 185. She's 115. Rachel.
You said what?
Rachel's 115.
She's 115.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You can wear her as a dick.
I thought she was like, I thought she was, okay.
Wait, you think it's a 215 weight class?
But I feel like, yeah, my bad. See, this whole time, man.
How much weed did you smoke before the show? His eyes are just fucking glazed over.
Although, you know, there's this one fighter.
Oh, my God.
Gabby Garcia, I think, is the girl he's looking for.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what? I don't understand, like. They have to weigh more than him?
That's a lot, yeah. What? And Jesus. He's 185.
What are you going for, like, who's that comedian that got mad about Netflix? Monique, is that your kind of girl?
What are you talking about?
Girls that are 215.
Hey, that's life, man. I like that.
Like Monique, the comedian.
I like Monique.
Really?
There is there's a comedian named, what am I doing?
A comedian.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel like she's in your range.
I like women.
She married?
So you're like,
she
like, so like Ralphie May with a wig is kind of like.
No, man. Ralphie May with a wig is Ralphie May with a wig. Yeah. You know what I mean? So no.
Like, so you're more like Louis Anderson type girls?
Why you keep naming dudes? What kind of setup is this?
Well, what girls do you know that are 215?
Roseanne in her prime.
Roseanne in her prime?
Yeah.
Bruh, I like women. I think women are beautiful.
Yes, I agree.
I think all women are beautiful, honestly. I think everything, I can always find a woman and find something beautiful about them.
You say that.
I'm being honest.
I swear to God, I thought that was true about me too, but
unless I don't like them. I mean, obviously people I don't like, but people
there were
that
a couple I was like, I got nothing here.
Yeah.
Wanted to.
I mean,
I was like,
because
generally, you know who I like? I like girls that like me. Because like I can find something attractive about pretty much all women.
Yeah.
You know, but then I've run into a few that challenged that theory.
So Anthony Pettis, Nate Diaz, who wins this fight?
Ooh, you know what?
I wanted to say that. I wanted that, but like, yeah. But
well, Nate Diaz is at least gonna, you know, make it to the end. He's at least gonna force a decision.
He's been finished before. I mean, not many times. Josh Thompson finished.
I was gonna say he's tough to finish, man. I think that's the thing. You could say he's gonna finish, but that doesn't mean he's gonna win.
I want Nate Diaz to win too, but I don't know. He's taking 3 years off, 4 years off. He hasn't fought a long time.
Yeah.
Anthony Pettis just beat Wonderboy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's hot.
That was crazy.
He's tuned up
and
right
he wasn't,
now.
I watched the fight, and because I remember watching him bloodied up. But I remember, I was like, he's tearing his legs up.
Yeah.
I was like, he's tearing his legs up. And which is something that people don't do to people like, I think, John Jones or like Usman. You know, man, I think they just don't want to be taken down.
So Usman or Colby, who are you rooting for?
Who am I rooting for?
Yeah.
I mean, I probably Usman because I don't like, I don't really, I don't know if this was like, I don't know what kind of question, but this is a weird question, but like.
Who do you think is going to win?
Who I think is going to win? I think Usman.
I don't know. Colby's tough, man. He's a grinder.
Yeah, I know. I think, but you know what's funny? When I watch, Tyron Woodley is my dude. I don't know him. Like, I don't know him.
Right.
He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, is he?
He does comedy, too.
He has done comedy.
We put him up at the Dime. No, he's good. He killed both times.
He doesn't do comedy, too.
Okay.
He has done.
And he's got a really good sketch for the MMA Awards that I wrote for him.
Okay. So I thought he was going to, I thought he would destroy. I didn't think he was going to destroy Usman. I thought he beat him.
Yeah.
But I noticed that he can't. He doesn't. He goes back. Like he'll go back, and he'll be like, "I'll hit you if you try to do anything." But he's never fought someone that he just goes for takedown.
That was the worst I've ever seen him too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's ever looked worse, Woodley, in that fight.
Yeah, that was worse. Yeah.
Even okay, maybe the Rory fight, he looked pretty bad, but that was not. I don't know what was up with Woodley that fight.
Yeah, so I think Usman beats Colby. I think, but when Colby was talking about, he used to take Tyron down against the fence, and then until he couldn't breathe anymore. I remember him saying that in the interview, and I was like, I wonder. You know what I mean? Like that makes more sense. Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right when he said that.
You heard it here first, folks. Put all your money on Colby.
No, not even close.
All your money.
I think Tyron beats Colby. I think Usman beats Colby. And I think, yeah.
Oh, so Bellator this week, by the way, as well. Musasi is fighting Rafael Lovato Jr. That's a good fight. I think Lovato beats Musasi. Musasi is really good, but this Lovato Jr. is undefeated. I think he's like one of the best jiu-jitsu in America. He's a really good fighter. And then Paul Daly is fighting Eric Silva.
Hey.
You know Paul Daly. Paul Daly should knock out Eric
Silva.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty easy fight for him.
James Gallagher, who was like, they were calling Max,
he came out. He was even walking like him and everything, then he got caught. That was fucking hilarious.
And then Melvin Manhoef is fighting. Another blast from the cast. What?
I mean, I don't think he should.
Right. Fight no more.
Did he get knocked out?
His record is 30-14-1. But
ooh, that's rough.
But more importantly, this week, bare knuckle boxing.
Yes.
Paulie Malignaggi
is this week
is taking on Artem Lobov in bare knuckle boxing.
Oh, there it is.
This Saturday night.
Wow, that's gonna be fun, man.
Who wins that fight?
Lobov.
I think so too.
No.
Really?
No.
Come on.
No, man.
You heard it here first. Put all your money on Lava.
Oh, yeah.
You really don't think so?
No, man. I think it's Conor McGregor versus Mayweather.
Yeah, but the only thing is that Mayweather has, like, knockout power. Paulie has, like, 3 knockouts in, like, 100 fights or something. Like, he just.
I know, but it's bare knuckle, so it don't matter. I mean, it's bare knuckle. So that takes that away.
I don't know. He's knockout power is knockout power.
Yeah, his boxing is too crisp. He's going to make him miss. He's going to hit him. He's going to keep making him miss, and he's going to hit him. And then it's just going to be bad. It's like they're boxing.
Yeah.
They're boxing. They just don't have gloves. They're boxing. Yeah, who wins in a boxing match?
But Paulie's looking kind of shot, walks. Though.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Paulie is going to win. I don't know if y'all are messing with me.
No, I really think.
And you really think, that he has a chance to beat Paulie?
No, I think Lobov wins, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Come on.
That's the one thing that is the clearest thing. I mean, you know, I have an idea. Yeah, I'm not like Paulie, you guys, where I know Paulie's all the records. And I've seen him, and I think that guy's going to win. I mean,
hey, you ever I don't know, like, you ever think someone's going to win, and then you get close to the fight.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I don't know.
All the time.
Yeah, Paulie's going to win. Okay, how obvious
that is. Can I say, by the way, your Comedy Central sketch was hilarious.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
That was so funny.
Oh, man, that was all J.B. Ball.
That was really, really good.
Thank you.
Also, on this card, Chris Lieben. By the way, if you don't know it, Preacher is arguing whether or not Kobe is better than LeBron, right? No, or is it Jordan and LeBron. LeBron, and they have, like, the funniest... They're like in a barbershop, and then like his wife's giving birth, and they have to keep arguing.
Oh, okay, right.
It was so much fun.
That's a good idea. I like that. That's funny.
Also on this card, Dakota Cochran, who just knocked out Johnny Hendricks in bare knuckle boxing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that did
that's crazy.
Ultimate Fighter. Then they discovered he did gay porn back in the day, but he's not gay. He's got like. Three kids.
He just needed $500.
Needed the money.
Wait.
You mean to tell me you've never done gay porn for $500?
For $500?
Yeah.
For $500.
We have the $500.
You think I'm worth five?
Yeah. All right, $400.
A minimum $1,000 over here, boom. All right, no.
So he's on the Ultimate Fighter, and it came out that he did gay porn in the past. And he's a super nice guy. He lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
So someone's bringing that up, though?
They would bring it up on the show. They brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a lot of rear naked choke jokes going on.
It's not funny.
So
something happens in my mic right when it seemed like I was laughing, but I'm not.
So he's fighting Chris Lieben, who just knocked out Chris Baroni. I mean Phil Baroni. Chris Lieben's a monster of bare knuckle boxing. So that fight's also on the card of Paulie Malignaggi versus Lobov. I may have to pay for this. it's BK, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple. The interest factor is very high for that.
Yeah, Bare Knuckle FC.
I mean, they got names. These are guys you've seen fight.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Paulie said thanks to stupid fucking... He says, thanks, fucking stupid MMA fan base for making Artem Lobov fight possible. So he said the MMA fan base is fucking stupid.
If you think that he's going to beat Paulie, yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure.
Well, they're trying to make McGregor versus Paulie bare knuckle. That's the goal.
Oh, so that's different, though.
So they think that if...
Do they have that kind of money?
Well, they think that...
As a paper?
If maybe? He beats his best friend...
Uh-huh. That's genius because it could work.
Then McGregor is going to be like, I'm going to avenge the loss because the history goes back to when they were training for Mayweather. You heard about the whole thing, right?
Yeah, bro, I know the whole thing. So
they're saying that like he beats his best friend, and Conor's going to go, all right, fuck it, I'll fight him bare knuckle. And they may do some kind of rev share with him.
Like Conor's
they would have to, like,
hoping like that his 90, teammate gets knocked.
It would have to be like 90-10 for Conor.
Listen, you have to make that fight. Come on, because that's different. I mean, because McGregor's bigger, and he was a boxer at one point, and he did box Mayweather. And listen, and he them not having a glove, that does make a difference.
So you think he beats Malignaggi and bare knuckle boxing?
No, I don't know. I feel like he already, I mean, that clip alone, you know, where he dropped him, I don't know, because I think Paulie didn't train and stuff that fight.
Oh, he didn't?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, yeah. So, never mind. I think he'll still beat McGregor, but I do think that's the... What? What is this?
He didn't train for that fight.
I think he beats
McGregor. But, I mean, it's just like, okay.
What?
How could a fighter who doesn't train for a fight be trusted to beat McGregor? I don't understand.
No,
sparring. They brought him in as sparring.
He sparred with Conor McGregor, but he didn't train. He didn't know he was sparring. He just thought he was helping him out with Mayweather's
camp. Yeah, they brought him in for sparring.
Were y'all the type of people that thought Conor was going to win?
No.
Okay, you thought Conor...
No. Fuck no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
I was surprised he went as far as he did.
Yeah, I did the first three rounds surprised me.
I thought Mayweather was like, okay, I've given this guy a real good shot. You know, it's been six rounds, which was, again, much deeper than I thought he would wait to take over that
People
fight.
Said he might have been carrying him.
I think he was letting it keep going.
All right, so then next week, because I'm not, Dos Santos versus Ngannou.
He did bet on himself the day before to knock him out in the 10th round.
Really?
Yeah.
Mayweather did?
Yeah, and they wouldn't let him.
Oh.
I was going to say, that's not illegal.
They said it was illegal.
Yeah, it's fucking illegal.
All right, so Ngannou versus Dos Santos. But why couldn't he just pay someone else to just make the bet for him?
I know. Maybe he did.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ngannou versus Dos Santos.
I mean, who's that dumb, or at least that arrogant, to be like, no, I can. It's cool. I can do it.
I think he was just trying to.
No, fighters fight on themselves. They bet on themselves all the time, but not per round, though. They bet on themselves all the time, UFC fighters. And all fighters do. A lot of fighters do.
Boxing?
In MMA?
But I'm talking about boxing.
Yeah, I'm sure you can bet on yourself.
I don't think you can bet on yourself in boxing.
I think you can. You just can't probably.
That just makes it more depression when you lose. So you bet on yourself.
You're
like, oh, I'm going to knock this dude out. I'll put all the more. No, that makes more sense when I'm looking at fighters losing and they're that depressed.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Because they lost extra money.
If you could bet on yourself to win, then why couldn't you bet on yourself to lose? You definitely can't bet on yourself to lose because then everybody throws the fight.
Yeah. No, I think you can't bet yourself to lose. I'm pretty sure,
at least in like WBC, WBA, like the classics.
Oh, yeah, boxing's not corrupt at all.
Allowed. I'm just saying you weren't allowed to bet on yourself.
All right, so the following week.
Francis.
Ngannou versus Dos Santos.
Francis.
I don't know, man.
Francis is going to give him that work.
What do you think?
I want to go Ngannou too, but Dos Santos is one of those guys that's like back on an upswing all of a sudden, and it's like, I don't know. He could have another good fight.
Francis on the upswing?
No, the other guy, Dos Santos.
Oh, Dos Santos. Oh, no, he can't. He can't fight backing up.
Because he beat Tuivasa, the guy that tripped out of his shoe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. You can't fight backing up.
But versus Ngannou, I would probably go with Ngannou.
Yes, because he can't fight backing up.
Also, his chin is a little bit suspect. He's been hit a lot.
Yeah, and he's never been hit as hard as he's going to be hit. Sadly.
Yeah,
now
that's for sure.
UFC 239, which I will be in Vegas for that week, all during fight week. I'm probably going to be at this fight. John Jones versus Thiago Santos.
Thiago, bro, come on.
You're going to stay for the fight?
Like that. I'm going to stay for the event. I'll probably take the night off.
Okay, because usually you don't.
Now, man, you can't pick against John Jones, right?
Thiago, man, many kicks.
You think Thiago's going to win?
Oh, yeah.
Against John Jones?
Oh, he's going to finish him third round.
What? What?
You heard it here, folks. All right. But every dime you've got
really?
On John
Jones. I bet you $2,000.
Then he'll finish him in the third round?
I bet you $3,000 that he will finish John Jones.
I hate new money.
I almost want to take that.
Come on, bro. Let's shake on it, right?
But you make like $20,000 a weekend.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's so far off on
you
us
think
right
I
now.
Make that little? Come on.
Exactly.
No, but really, though.
New money over here. Loses as fast as he earns it.
I don't want to bet on John Jones because I don't want to win money on John Jones.
I'll tell you what.
I don't like John
Jones. I'll go $30.
Huh? I'll put 50. 50 on John Jones.
Okay. Honestly, I'm joking, bro.
Wait, what?
I just knocked some zeros off it. I'll take the bet.
No, John
at
Jones.
30 at a, at, you know, a working
money,
class that's, comic
this
level.
This is a filler fight till the.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to,
Holly Holm versus Nunez.
Man, you know what? I know we're supposed to be like Nunez, you know, but
no.
Oh, so you're thinking
Holly, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, I'm listening.
This is her big coming out party after the divorce. This is her big, listen, I can fully focus on this. I don't have this guy keeping me down no more. I'm living this life completely and fully. I think you see Holly Holm back to form from the Ronda Rousey fight. And I don't know if she beats Nunez, but I know she gives her a hell of a fucking
fight.
And she
just is just stylistically, I think it's just a better matchup for her.
Yeah.
You know, than some matches, actually.
We're talking about the girl that knocked out Cyborg.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it's hard to imagine.
You're talking about the woman of the female Wanderlei Silva, the one who just swings.
Yeah.
She's windmills the whole time.
Yeah.
And then Nunez just like, oh, I'm going inside.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
Oh, she Cyborg.
On her so
come
good.
On, Cyborg was like 30-0. She was killing everybody.
Yeah, when that happened, when you watched it, you were like, oh, and then you rewatched it, and you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, that makes sense. It makes sense.
She was one shot away from getting knocked out herself. So it just.
Oh, so you think Cyborg could beat her in a rematch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I absolutely. Not that
she could beat her.
Not that she definitely loses.
I don't think she
could. But she absolutely could beat her in a rematch without question.
She could.
She could.
I would not bet on
just like I believe it is possible that Holly Holm could beat Nunes.
Like Demetrius Johnson.
If she has a perfect fight.
When Demetrius fought Henry Cejudo.
Yeah.
And the first time he got finished, and the second time, yeah. Henry Cejudo, he won it, but he didn't win it. He didn't win.
I was there. He won.
He what? I
he barely won.
I don't think he won. He just got on takedowns. I think he did.
Yeah, he won though.
But I do think he'd win a rematch.
Cejudo would?
Yeah, I think he would win a rematch.
He's looking amazing right now.
Well, I was going to say Cejudo now. Hot streak Cejudo. Hell yeah.
I knew this man was going. I said he would. Brett.
All right. Ben Askren versus Masvidal.
I hate the fact they got to fight, man.
Why?
I just like them both, man.
I like him too. I think Askren wins.
You think he wins? Probably. Yeah, he wins. He wins for sure.
But Masvidal's, I mean.
For sure?
I don't know.
I got a Masvidal vibe.
I mean, come on.
Because Askren kind of barely escaped out of that last one.
I was there. I was almost crying. I was like, in the beginning, when he came in and got on his head, I was like, oh my God.
There was a long time there where it looked like Askren was going to lose
Robbie
the fight.
Waller
and now he's going in
freak.
Against Masvidal. I don't know. I think you know.
I think that might have woke him up too, though, because he didn't really train for that fight like he is now.
So you think he's going to train harder for this fight?
Yeah, he's going to know, like, this is a different level.
See, but I think that's who he is as a fighter. I think that's he knows he can pull it out.
But he was retired before that fight. He took a long time off. The UFC just happened to trade for him.
And he won that fight. I hate the fact that people try to argue against that. He won it. I'm just saying people in general. I was like, he won that fight.
Diego Sanchez versus Michael Chiesa. This is divorced Diego too, who's looking amazing.
There you go. Sometimes a little freedom goes a long way, you know? But, I mean, when you have that negative energy that you're sleeping with every night and you get rid of that, I think that could be a difference maker.
Has it ever happened with you?
Of course.
Who are you
Not
sleep?
My wife, but just like, you know, various girlfriends that were just causing me pain.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap the show. What do you got, Preacher, coming up?
I got a show. When's this getting posted?
Tomorrow.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a show this weekend in Canada. And
where in Canada?
And I know where it's at.
Let me just bring Winnipeg, up my website really quickly
Winnipeg.
Dates and locations.
And then I'll be at Lawton, Oklahoma, you know, the following week. And then, you know, I'll be in Buffalo, New York the following week.
So, that's awesome, man.
Preacher Lawson.
Nice.
.com. What about you?
What do you got, Greg?
This weekend, I'll be traveling to Mexico City to shoot a major Netflix program that I shouldn't have even said Netflix, probably.
All right, go on.
Congratulations, though.
Thank you very much. So I'll be shooting that in Mexico City this weekend. And then I'll be, then I'm playing the Orpheum in Flagstaff, Arizona, because that's where my career's at. But the following weekend. But I mean, that's going to be a great gig. It'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun. You'll have a good time. I'll be at the Minnesota House of Comedy this week at the Mall of America. I'm at the Hollywood Laugh Factory Monday night, the 24th. At the Stratosphere, at the LA Comedy Club, at the Stratosphere, July 1st to the 7th, at an Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida, July 18th to the 21st, and then opening for Russell Peters in Biloxi, Mississippi, August 17th, and then at the MGM in Maryland on the August 17th. Yep.
Oh, and also, can I just add really quickly, my fantasy football comedy show tour kicks off next month, July 8th, Orlando Improv, July 9th, Orlando Improv, July 10th, the Tampa Improv, and July 17th will be at CB Live in Phoenix. And then
I was just there. Yes,
yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, I think you've done it. Yeah.
Man.
So we're doing that in Phoenix, and then we're gonna be doing the Beat Kitchen in Chicago on July 20th. And also, I'll be doing the new Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club.
That's great.
Which just had their big in Vegas. They just had their big grand opening, and so I'll be playing there July. I think it's like 7th through the 11th or something like that, or 11th through 15th. That's
nice, nice. And then also check out my other podcast called Daddy Issues with Dean McDermott and Nikki Paris. And then support me on Rockfin, RockFin.com/AdamHunter. That's the reason you're getting all these podcasts. Thank you guys so much. Take care. Bye. Traps,